Well, welcome back to the second session. My name is Andrew Corns. I'm the chair of the steering group, which is like the sort of executive committee of the Sussex Gospel Partnership. I'm also a minister, an Anglican minister in Crowborough in Sussex, East Sussex. And I should have actually got a picture. Nick was saying how he has to change clothes when he goes to different places. And when he comes to us, he always wears cope and mitre, and it'd be just good to show a picture of that. But unfortunately, I didn't bring one with me, so sorry about that. The subject, our normal practice, for those of you who haven't been before or haven't been for some time, is that we have an exposition by a pastor for pastors in the first session, as we've had very, very helpfully from Nick in that first session. In the second session, we normally take one aspect of the life of the partnership, talk about how it might develop, and then we break often into some form of discussion groups to talk about your ideas, how we can take these things forward, and often come back together for some news and prayer at the end. That's exactly what we're going to do in this second session today. And our principal theme in this second session is working together as clusters, which is our word for saying local groups of churches within the Gospel Partnership. I'm going to talk about that. Nick's going to talk about a particular aspect of working together. Then we're going to break into groups of local areas within Sussex and finally come back together for some news and prayer. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you again for the common saving grace that you have given to each of us here that we share. And we thank you for our partnership in the gospel, both individually and as churches. May this second session today help us to earth that in the reality of our life together, to the glory of your name. Amen.
Amen.
A question I'm sometimes asked is, what is the Sussex Gospel Partnership? And this is the description that we give of ourselves in our what's called our foundation document, which is reflected, for example, in this little leaflet, which you probably have seen and may have got available within your churches. That it is a partnership of Bible-centred churches in Sussex working together to train leaders, strengthen and plant churches, and advance the gospel. And I've deliberately highlighted the phrase, working together. We've always said we are, in the first instance, a partnership, not a fellowship. Of course, we're a fellowship as well. But a fellowship is primarily a group of people or churches who come together to encourage one another and to be encouraged. Whereas a partnership is a group of individual or churches who are committed to working together. But it's very difficult in practice for a church in St. Leonard's-on-Sea, like St. Matthew's, where Mike Coe is the pastor, to work together with, let's say, Stuart Silk, who is, some way west of Chichester, falling off the map. Realistically, that's going to be very difficult. And so we have grouped our churches and our individual members into six clusters, which are just mildly out of date here, but this was... So one or two have just slightly said there could we be with another group. And we haven't actually even given names to them yet, but for the sake of argument, I'm calling them West Coast, under a leader or facilitator of James Russell, Mid Coast, that's the Brighton sort of area, where the leader is Andy Bousfield, East Coast, with Robert Lovett as leader, I've called it Justin Land. You know, we've got to get named somehow, under David Bourne. And then east inland, which I will be leading, and west inland, or mid-Sussex, if you want, where we still haven't confirmed a leader for that group. So those are the six clusters that we are suggesting within the partnership. Of course, there can be some changes. And the question that we're trying to face this morning is, how can we work together? How in practice can we do that? I've been asked to give some examples from our own cluster and from what I know of some other clusters, simply as suggestions. We're then going to get into groups, into clusters precisely, and to ask the question, well, okay, so that's what some other places do, but what's realistic for us in our cluster, which may be completely different for this, from this. And I've grouped it under five different headings. It's going to be really quite whistle-stop, just to give some ideas as discussion starters. So first, training together. And one way of doing that is simply to invite to your own training. That is to say, in your church, you are leading a training program on host group leadership, and you invite other churches from within the cluster. It's no good asking somebody who's got a church, you know, 100 miles away if it's a series of evening meetings. So from your cluster to come and join in if they want that training session. Another one is to arrange for SGP to come and take a training session for your cluster in your area. Indeed, one of the reasons why we took John Hobbs onto the staff part-time of SGP was precisely so that we would be able to offer, he and Nick particularly, training for you, and Nick will be talking about that more later on. So let's move on to evangelism. And one of the ways of doing this, again, you have your own evangelistic event being run in the church, and you invite others, other churches from around about to come. So in Crowborough, Forest Fold Baptist Church, very kindly, they laid on a particularly football-related evangelistic evening with a TV commentator, and it was just a gift to other churches in the area, somebody I've been longing to bring the gospel to, didn't know how to do it, football mad, brought him along. It was a great way in, and quite a number of people from our church went to that. Similarly, we've got Roger Carswell coming for a mission to our church in Crowborough, and both by the newsletter today, and I'll be writing very shortly to all those in our cluster to say, if you want to bring people along, please do. Another thing is joint regular evangelism. So in our area, for example, we have regular men's breakfasts and women's breakfasts, which are for churches in our area. It's not a single church doing it. It's churches, like-minded churches together laying on these breakfasts. And a third one is what I've called joint special evangelism. For example, several churches putting on a mission together. And there are three churches, three SGP churches in Eastbourne, who have on a number of occasions put on missions together. And, of course, that was so as well for, if you recognize this term, Passion for Life in 2010 and will be again in 2014, a national initiative specifically for gospel partnership churches working together. A third area would be in support, supporting one another. One way of doing that is by helping each other's preaching. So in our cluster, every 2 months, I think, we have lunch together, a group of us SGP ministers, and we listen to two sermons in prospect that somebody is going to be giving normally on the following Sunday, and hopefully offer helpful advice and criticism. And we often feel, I certainly feel when I receive that my sermon the next Sunday is better as a result, and also that I learn as I hear others critiquing not only my sermon but each other's. Praying with each other. So again, in our cluster, in order to maximize time, We meet over lunch for the preacher's group. Then there's a break for those who don't want to do it. And we go on actually somewhere slightly different. And then we spend an hour sharing and praying together. Some people do it the other way around. They don't want to come to the preaching part. They just come for the support of being prayed for, in our case, every other month. Preaching for each other. Since I took on the role of being Sussex Gospel Partnership chair of the steering group, I've actually said no to almost all outside preaching engagements, unless it's in our cluster. And because I feel a particular link with those churches, so when Maresfield, where John Hobbs was without, when he left, during an interregnum, if you like to use that term, then I was happy to say yes to go there because of the involvement there. And another thing we've done is the occasional social event with spouses. So we've had a completely non-business lunch, ministers and wives. We did that earlier this year. We're about to do it again. Another way of supporting each other and befriending each other. Then the whole area of church planting, which has been slow in the Gospel Partnership here in Sussex. We've not found it an easy thing to do. But one way is, of course, identifying a need within an area. And that's something which, particularly in Brighton and Hove, the SGP churches have been involved in, seeking to see where the biggest need is for another church. And also in planning together. And I know that Eastbourne have been thinking about this, and it may be that the next stage is to move on as churches together to plan a joint church plant somewhere in Eastbourne. And the final area I want to mention is in what I call consulting, bringing the expertise of one church to help where another church needs expertise. So when I first wanted to introduce ministry trainees, I introduced it to my church council, and they were decidedly ambivalent and somewhat negative about the idea. So I thought, I've got to think again. And what I did was, I asked another Gospel Partnership church who already had ministry trainees to come and speak to my church council, and lo and behold, they thought it was a wonderful idea. And sometimes it is helpful to do that. Similarly, with a building project we were involved in, we actually developed, it was quite a major building project, a whole relationship with another Gospel Partnership church that was about 2 years ahead of us. And so throughout probably a four-year period, they came and advised us every 6 months or so. And we gained immeasurably from their help in that. Actually, in this case, we were able to return the compliment. So they invited us back because we'd done something about developing a strategy for the church. And they said, will you come and talk to our church leadership about that? So there are five areas. And in a moment, we're going to listen to Nick first of all. We're going to get into our clusters, and the main question is, how could we realistically work together? And again, we recognise that the clusters are different. Obviously, if you're in a conurbation like Brighton and Hove or Eastbourne, it's easier than in a cluster which is largely rural and where there may be quite substantial geographical distance between churches. So the answer will be different in every case, and it may not be possible in all five of these areas to be involved in working together. But keep those categories in mind, I would suggest, and that's what we'll be discussing after we've first listened to Nick.